does that make you feel, Greg Budell?
You know what?
What?
I'm happy.
My goodness, man. Control yourself. Jay Scott, what would you say if I told you next week had three Fridays in it?
Dynamite! Dynamite!
Emily Hayes, have you heard the news? It's Friday.
Well, isn't that special?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I understand you're looking for a part-time job to earn some money on the weekends.
I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark.
And Rich Thomas, what would you say if I told you there would be no more bad weather to report on this year?
Booyah!
Everyone is geared up for Friday. Stand by for three men.
Butt scratcher! Butt scratcher! Get your butt scratcher here!
And a lady.
Get your butt scratcher here!
Emily Hayes is not here, but she left these words of wisdom.
Crack, don't smoke yourself.
Rich Thomas is here. He gives us these words of wisdom.
Crack, don't smoke yourself.
Rusty's got nothing to say about nothing at the moment, because right now we need...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
What is this, third week now? About the third week of football season?
Mm-hmm. I was saying about the third week of Florence. It seems like it's...
I know. Florence is moving slow more in just a second. I'm thinking also it's the end of fall the end of summer because fall begins in the week ahead, and yet we're still talking about a 94 degree day with a heat index of up to 105.
Some sort of a snafu, no doubt.
Is there any relief?
It's called October.
I'm a waiting.
No relief in sight. We are in between the two tropical systems. Florence came ashore officially at 6:15 a.m. our time near Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, with 90-mile-an-hour winds. It's been raking the coast, as you know, it really started yesterday morning at this time, raking the coast with the first big rain bands on shore with tropical storm-force winds, which only got worse during the night. And that will continue all day today, all night tonight, much of the day tomorrow, before things start to gradually release a little bit. Meanwhile, over on the other side of the Gulf of Mexico, of course, Florence is on the Atlantic, but you know what I mean. Out there in Texas, that system we've been watching called Invest 95L never did become a depression or storm in its run out of time. It is causing a lot of heavy rain in Texas. So you got a problem on the Carolina coast, problem on the Texas coast. We're in between, and that's where the air is sinking. So lots of sunshine. Storms will be scarce, almost non-existent. High around 94, heat index 100 to 105, low tonight 75. Tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we can lump them all together, and we will. Abundant sunshine with rain chances 10% or less, highs in the low to mid-90s, nighttime lows in the low to mid-70s. And right now, with northwest winds at 6 miles per hour, incredible humidity. We have a dew point of 74 and a temperature of 75 at 8:05.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Interesting, I'm looking at the Cone of Doom on Florence, and Wednesday morning at 2 o'clock, it's going to be over New Hampshire.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Man.
So it's going to be on quite the journey.
We're getting near Pittsburgh.
Will it get up into like Nova Scotia and all that kind of...
This one will have lost a lot of its identity by then, but it's still going to cause a lot of rain even in New England, you know?
Wow. Interesting, too, because you've got the end of the baseball season, and this thing's going to be traveling through a lot of areas where outdoor baseball is played. I wonder if it's going to...
Good point.
...end up with a lot of rainouts.
And last weekend was frustrating even for football. There were so many, not just college, but also... NFL games that were greatly affected by weather delays.
Yes, we were recalling the good old days when men were men.
Yeah, that's right.
Playing a hailstorm.
Yeah, lightning bolts could be darting around the stadium, but they were out there.
There were no weather delays in football.
No, fire from the ground.
When I was a kid...
There's no crying in baseball, and there's no weather delays in football.
That's right.
But I think those days are sadly behind us.
Hmm.
At 6 minutes after 8, you do not have to do a massive painting project to make a major difference in certain parts of your house. Now, we've been doing some work on our outdoor deck.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of old, so we had it pressure washed, stained, and now it looks nice. All the benches and everything else. We had the pavement pressure washed and stained. There was just one thing missing. The support poles and stuff out on our patio are white, and they were kind of, you know, well, homely. So we decided...
Why are you looking at me?
No, he didn't. Hey, well, at least he didn't look at me. Huh?
Inspiration?
Oh, man. Oh.
I'm sorry. I feel terrible. Oh. I've never said anything like that to you in the time.
No, that's
I know,
okay.
You know.
Check, please.
I did make you a nice omelet today. I gave you the biggest piece.
Oh, it was good, too.
Yeah. So what we did was we just put a nice, fresh coat of bright white paint on all the trim outside, including the door, and it just looks fantastic. And, of course, the paint we choose is Richard's paint from John Lee Paints, because not only does it leave a great finish, but it's rugged. It lasts. When you're going to do a painting project... Maybe you think it's a good idea. Look, wow, I can get 2 gallons for $20.
What a bargain.
Yeah, well, you'll probably use all of that paint just to do one wall because...
It's sucking it in there. It just soaks it up.
You get what you pay for. And, you know, cheap paint yields a cheap result, or you got to use a ton of it to cover the area that you're looking to do. With John Lee Paints, you can get Richard's paint. And not have to worry about it. You see the professionals there. They buy Richard's paint because when they quote a price on a job, they need a paint they can depend on to do it in the time they've allotted in the estimate they gave their customers. Well, you got to put a value on your time as well. And it leaves just a fantastic, even finish. If you have questions about what type of roller, you know, how to patch a hole in the surface you're looking to cover, they can answer all that and sell you what you need and even give you the instruction in how to do it properly. So, please, they've been in business for 3.5 decades. They are the home for the official color charts for Montgomery's historic districts. John Lee Paints, just north of Atlanta Highway on Coliseum Boulevard. And what's the sign, the words of wisdom on the sign out front going north? I think Rock Bottom is the perfect place to build a foundation. Words of inspiration, north and southbound on Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Looking at some slow stuff between East Boulevard and Ann Street on 85 southbound. I cannot find an accident anywhere, but traffic has slowed down considerably there, so be careful if you're coming down through that way. Again, that's 85 southbound between East Boulevard and Ann Street. Very slow. Also on the boulevard, right between Atlanta Highway and I-85, southbound lanes are slowed down. Everything else looks pretty decent. You can shop on Sunday from noon till 6, buy a brand new Toyota at Reinhard Toyota. You can also go to ReinhardToyota.com and unlock your special price, ReinhardToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I think I've seen everything now.
What's that?
Everything? That's everything.
Nothing left out. What have you seen, sir?
There's a headline on Drudge. University announces safe space for white students. This is all going in the worst possible way, really. So, all of this...
Just
deal with the real world, man. You can't be protected your entire life. You're going to go through some ups and downs and disappointments and heartbreaks, and that's how you learn to live, learn to cope, get some life skills.
So let me get this right. A safe space of any kind, like if you feel like you need to be in a safe space, does that mean you go in there and nothing can get you? I mean, nothing will come in there and hurt you?
Not especially all the boogeymen that the professors have come up with. That are out to get you.
What if you want to go in there and shoot yourself in the arm to protest?
It's just, yeah, how about
like
that guy?
Like that Gomer, I tell you what.
He was our morning maroon yesterday. We'll be doing morning maroons just a little bit earlier than normal today. So I can go to the dentist.
To the tooth doctor. Is he going to give you some, you know, some happy juice or something? I don't know.
I won't know until I get there. They took good care of me, so they made me, short of... taking the week off, what are you going to do? Because the two things after an extraction where you risk that whole dry socket, which I had once, and it is awful.
It's not good at all.
It's awful. Are smoking and talking. And unfortunately, yeah.
That just kind of ruined your week, didn't it?
That's your resume.
Yeah.
Your talents? Smoking and talking.
Smoking and talking.
What have you been doing with your life?
Smoking and talking.
Smoking and talking. One of the things I suggest as a topic with CBS 8 for next week are this year's National Toy Hall of Fame finalists.
I heard of these, yeah. I'd love to hear them.
And I'd like to get their opinion on what they think belongs in. But the 12 nominees for induction in the Toy Hall of Fame, American Girl dolls, which I don't know.
I think you get a little doll that kind of looks like you. Don't they make a little doll that kind
of
looks
I've
like
I've heard
you.
Of the American Girl dolls, and I've heard they're very highly collectible type things.
Yeah.
And they've been around for a while.
Really? A few years?
Let me look up American Girl doll.
My little niece had one, and it looked just like her.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was about
this. Wasn't that kind of stuff at that place I was at yesterday, Quality Comics on the Boulevard?
I'm going to go over there and check them out.
That is... Be prepared. That is a place that you could find yourself spending hours in just looking at everything. I got a picture of myself holding the first Batman comic.
Yeah. I heard that yesterday. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Really a neat place.
That's before I saw you at Infusion. That was right before that.
That's right.
Well, what's some more toys are we
getting? Chalk?
What? Chalk?
What?
Is that a toy?
Well, you know, you can get out and draw on the street with it if you live in a summer.
It's been used as a toy for a number.
Classify that.
I knew Goose had the artistry going because she used to buy her the buckets of different colors.
Yeah.
And she would draw stuff on the driveway.
Right. And you can wash it off later.
I don't know if I would classify
There would
that.
Never be a... Oh God! What is the? Is it hopscotch? What is the thing?
Yeah, I haven't thought about that in years. Yeah. But I'm thinking of the kid who's telling the other kid, you know, what did Santa get you? Chalk.
There was probably a time.
Sorry
when
to
that
hear
was
about
the...
that. Patches Thomas over here. About
Patches. I'm depending on you, son.
It's better than last year, which was coal.
Other nominees include Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah.
The Magic 8 Ball.
I got one of those the other day on sale.
Masters of the Universe action figures.
Ooh. Oh man, I had me a He-Man.
Masters.
Pinball? I like those little games. You usually get them at the grocery store with the tiny little silver balls and you would try and
You have to balance it in your hand.
Tic tac toe.
Would you but chalk?
That's not in the... they should go in as a dual nominee. The sled. Is that a toy?
It is something near and dear to my heart. A flexible flyer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Under the Christmas tree. Oh, gosh.
Well, you guys had, like, snow and ice and stuff. You could really utilize that. Yeah.
The sales are really not good here.
Probably not. No.
Tickle Me Elmo. Playing the role of Tickle Me Elmo was popping fresh.
Yes. Who are dating us?
Electric football, remember that?
Yes.
The thing on the whole board.
And they go everywhere.
Yeah, I loved it.
And your mother would, after about five, shut that off.
There is a song. Oh, man. Is it ELO? I want to say it's one of ELO's songs.
Uh-huh.
That uses a sound effect. It's the first time that any, like, electronic toy or device or whatever was used inside a song.
Yeah. Oh.
And it is the sound from
that vibrating sound?
Yeah. Well, the football game is, I can't remember. I can't remember the name of the song.
Was it the vibrating football or was it the one?
No. It was the electronic. It was the electronic football, which basically just
head
had
to head.
Yeah, it basically just had the field green on there, and then lights would light up behind it to show that there were players moving across the field.
Do you remember the Atari football, and when you got a touchdown, it was...
Wait, what time is it?
Rusty, grab this.
I want that on Rich Thomas. I'll get you covered.
Yeah.
8:16.
Be the intro in the news now.
Yes.
The card game Uno, which I used to like.
Uno,
yeah. You know they got one called Dose now? Really? I'm seriously, just right next to Uno at Walmart is a card game called Dose.
And someday Trace
maybe will be the big follow-up.
Or maybe the follow-up to Dose should be Equis, whatever those might be.
Dose Equis.
And then the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, which is a little dome thing gets pushed around like a stroke.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
So those are the... But, you know, we could... If we really wanted to be evil...
Yeah.
And this becomes the Monday TV topic...
Uh-huh.
I could put some things out here, like maybe a pair of handcuffs and...
A
can of nine tails or something. Anyway.
Keep your mind out of
leather boots that come up to your hip.
What do you mean, where my mind go?
But I remember the Christmases with Lionel train set. You know, the race cars, the
little electric ones,
electric race cars.
Was it Strombecker that made those? Was that the brand name on those race cars?
I don't know, but Lionel was certainly the name on that boy. Though I could smell that. I could smell the Lionel train because they even had smoke coming out of the smoke.
Yeah, we had American Flyer.
You know,
Strombecker was the slot cars.
Okay.
Yeah, they sat in the little
It was testing my memory there. That's all.
Hot Wheels just celebrated its 50th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
And I still collect Hot Wheels, but I remember getting them several years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I bet we had 300 miles of Hot Wheel track.
Right. Yeah,
and
right.
we would strap our tape bottle rockets to them and light them and go down the track all the way through the yard. It's pretty amazing. Cool.
Is Skipper still doing the? Does he still have the big train set downstairs?
He still does the trains, house? I believe. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I believe he does.
Where you have scenery and billboards and
he's got a little engineer cap on.
Yeah,
and
stuff. Yeah. Cool.
Way down, long ago in my Facebook photo collection, are pictures of Rick Shaw, the buddy of mine that passed away last year.
Right.
He built an addition to his house to house his train set.
That's hardcore there now.
It was phenomenal.
With tunnels and everything. That's cool. Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Wow.
18 minutes after 8 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you would like to upgrade when it comes to the equipment you use to maintain the outside of your home, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, those type of items, do yourself a big favor and buy them at Lewis Lawn. You'll get a nice price. Chad Sasser is the guy you want to talk to about manufacturers, specials and incentives, and so forth. It's a place where when you buy a product, A, if you have any doubt about how to use it properly, they can demonstrate it for you. But B, when it does need service, or you buy a mower, the blade needs sharpening, or you want to get it tuned up at the end of the year, you bring it right back to Lewis Lawn because they have an incredibly talented service department there that can not only take care of the equipment you buy, but if you have something in the garage or shed that has not worked for a while, you've got everything to gain and nothing to lose by bringing it there, and they can see if they can't get it working again for you. So it's full service. The professionals use them because when their equipment breaks, that's money lost, so they need to be back up and running quickly. That's why they choose Lewis Lawn. But it's just as important for you to know as a consumer that you've got a great group of people who will back up the products you buy from them. Wonderful folks, Amy and Haley at the counter. And by the way, every once in a while I like to imagine, because it's really a pretty good gift idea. They sell that 3-foot grabber.
I've got one.
Well, it's if you have like knockout roses and things that are very thorny, you just push that thing through if you need to clean up your garden or you want to pull stuff out from behind. I've had mine for 7 years, and I can't tell you.
You're an old grabber.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
How's that grab you?
I gave mine a nickname. I call it Biden. So, Lewis Lawn's at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig, and their phone number is 244-9191, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. At 8:20, here's your news, and then we're right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The local Red Cross has been on standby for the last couple of days, waiting to assist with recovery from Hurricane Florence. They are sending 15 volunteers to North and South Carolina to help out with shelters, as well as several emergency response vehicles and feeding trucks. A Troy University student was robbed at gunpoint Wednesday night. University officials say this robbery happened around midnight on campus near Wallace Hall. Thankfully, the student was not injured. and the Montgomery County Board of Education approved a budget for fiscal year 2019, but there is still a $9 million deficit. The deadline to submit the budget is Monday. It will now go to the State Board of Education for approval. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You're invited to the inaugural celebration of the Alabama Festival of Ballet, Saturday, September 15th at 6:30 at Troy University's Davis Theater, created by James R. Atkinson. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see all three of Alabama's professional ballet companies and the state's prominent ballet schools on stage in Montgomery. The program will feature the Alabama Ballet, Avova Contemporary Ballet, and the Montgomery Ballet. For information, visit alabamafestivalofballet.weebly.com.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo. You want to unleash your brain's potential? Well, we brought back a great Southern tradition to do just that. Get an ice-cold 20-ounce RC Cola for 99 cents or two Moon Pies for only 99 cents. Just make it a combo. Energize your brain by putting smart fuel in your stomach. RC Cola and Moon Pies at United Food and Fuel. Home of the 99-cent special and quality tri-clean top-tier gasoline.
United Food.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
What day is it?
Friday.
Fun Friday. Just add a little fun.
TGIF.
What's that stand for?
TGIF.
You know what this means, don't you?
I mean, no, I don't really know what you mean.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Nick, this is your show.
One more thing.
It's showtime.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Sitting in for Greg today.
Have you seen Greg?
My name is Rich, and I would say Florence is pretty electrifying because I just saw some Transformers blowing there.
Did you see the gas station flying away?
I did see that.
Did you see the Piggly Wiggly was open?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did. That was my electrifying moment of the morning.
Yeah, the Piggly Wiggly is open.
This is Rich sitting in for Greg.
And here's Greg sitting in for himself.
27 a.m.
You want to know why I didn't make it in time?
I'm not sure. Sometimes you just got to go.
Nuclear.
I have to blame my conscience.
Really?
Yeah.
The little thing on your shoulder?
I came in. I had plenty of time. I would have made this break on time.
Uh-huh.
But I saw my beautiful copper frying pan sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's been soaking in the sink all morning with dish detergent. And I said, I can't leave this for my coworkers to do.
Yeah, you're soaking
it. You old softy, you.
So you.
So I grabbed the paper towels and cleaned it out and rinsed it out.
Right.
Got everything out of it. It's nice and clean.
That's our electrifying moment.
Well, you guys did have to cover for a minute.
Now there's a clean frying pan in the kitchen.
Yeah.
There you go. And the world is right.
I don't make you breakfast, so you have to clean up for it.
I don't make you breakfast. What is it?
Anymore.
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
Now, we played the Mr. Electric Most Electrifying intro, right?
Yes.
We did. Yes.
Okay, now, part of what's electrifying these days is the activity in the tropics. The story that we broke this morning on this station, and one you can look up on my Facebook page, is about a town in Missouri. And this is the real deal. We're not doing this to be salacious or naughty or to get our friend Susie to say...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
But, there was a... and this is the funny part.
Station's call letter was KY3?
KY3, okay. With this report on...
Lee, I'm live tonight in Uranus, which is actually a tourist attraction known best for their fudge factory and other attractions here. Well, it's not a city, it's a destination.
I heard somebody pronounce it the other night. I'd never heard it before. Obviously, this guy was a god over in Greece or somewhere. And they called him Uranus, is what how they pronounced it. I'm like... It still spells like Uranus, but it's Uranus.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't say Uranus anymore. In a lot of places, they say Uranus.
That's because so many stupid morning shows
go off on Uranus.
They've totally damaged the brand. Because I don't remember that when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I think I remember they were teaching us that. I'm so old.
How old are you?
When I went to school, Pluto was still a planet.
Uh-huh. And no one had discovered Uranus.
There are so many true things, like, for instance, and this is true. NASA said that because of the gases involved, that that particular planet smells. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Smells like?
Yeah, huh? and NASA really did say that
the stinky planet.
Whack whack.
Yeah, there you go.
We're really getting wacky here.
Okay. Yeah,
fine. 9 years old in fourth grade.
Third.
Yeah, we got held back a year this morning. I do want to mention this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If all this hurricane activity and talk
makes
you anxious, and you hear stories, we were just looking at a clip during the break about. Folks in North Carolina who could be without power for extended periods of time.
Yeah.
But even 4 or 5 days, when you have to go through that, that is quite miserable. If you would like to protect yourself from that kind of inconvenience or a power failure that can happen under any circumstances, good Lord, that big blackout in the Northeast was caused by what? One little...
The power grid is aging, and it's there's all kinds of problems that could happen.
Right.
Yeah.
But those who have a Generac backup generator installed in their home, and it can power up to 2,500 square feet, they won't have to worry as much because Generac kicks in when the power goes out for whatever reason, whether it's a short period of time or an extended period of time. You can weather the storm or any other circumstance by having one of these added to your home. Mr. Electric had so much response when we started talking about the Generac back in August, they've extended their $200 discount through the end of September. And I'll tell you what, I would love to have one of these added to our house, and as soon as I take care of a couple of other things that need to get done first, I'm going to get one. I've always wanted to live in a place where I didn't have to worry about this, or, like my friend Kathleen, you know, when she went through Irma last year and her power was out, she had a gasoline-powered generator, and it only allowed her to operate a few things.
Yep.
A fan, but not the AC.
Right. You know,
enough to get
by. The refrigerator and a light.
And then she's got to go to the gas station. You know that she had four containers, five gasoline containers. And when I left after my trip last September, this is after Irma passed through, she said, do me a favor, fill up your car out of my garage.
Oh, really?
Because she didn't want to have all that gasoline
sitting
around.
That's a lot of gas, yeah.
You know, so that's what I did. And that's heavy and inconvenient. When the Generac's installed by Mr. Electric, it goes on, and you are back in business.
Mm-hmm.
So give Mr. Electric a call at 269-8886. For that or any other electric needs you might have, you now have that go-to reliable electrician, master electrician, that knows what they're doing, that gives you upfront pricing on any project, and, by the way, even cleans up and tidies up any debris that may have been created from an installation or a repair they might have done for you. 269-8886 or visit MrElectric.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Florence still officially a Category 1 hurricane with 90-mile-an-hour winds, came ashore about an hour, and officially 18 minutes ago near Wrightsville, North Carolina. Isaac is a tropical depression now in the Caribbean, so it has fizzled just a bit after encounter with the islands there in the Caribbean. The other invest that we've been watching, 95L, is in the far western Gulf of Mexico, just off the Texas coast. It's run out of time to become a depression or a storm. Doesn't matter. It's going to cause a lot of heavy rainfall there. There are two other systems in the tropics we don't care about. We don't care about Helene. We don't care about Joyce. So that's the deal. And we think that after all of these clear off the board, that the tropics go quiet for a while, and hopefully for good. We'll see. I mean, for as far as this season goes. Today, lots of sunshine with storms scarce in number, maybe hardly any, with a high temperature around 94, heat index 100 to 105. Tonight's low 75. Then tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we can lump all those days together with abundant sunshine, highs in the low to mid-90s, lows at night in the low to mid-70s, and just about no showers. Rain chances 10% or less. This morning, we have 79 degrees already, and very humid, and northwest winds at 5 miles per hour, 834.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
Our Morning Maroon nominees will be next, because I'll be departing just a little bit early
going
today.
Going to the dentist.
My job on behalf of the great team at Jack Ingram is to bring you the vehicles that are in the categories priced under $10,000. Now, they've got almost 200 selections of all types and styles and brands. If you want to spend more than that, but I found a couple of things in the $5,000 category that were just added, and I wanted to let you know about them.
Okay.
And this is a great vehicle if you have a new driver in the family. It is a 2006 Jeep Liberty Sport with an automatic transmission, beautiful red color, and it looks brand new. It's a car that's really, you know, 12 years old, very reasonable mileage for a car that age, and that is available for $4,800. Now, not only does the car look great, a new driver will certainly not be embarrassed to be seen in it, but the Ingram team of mechanics have been under that hood and said, we can sell this. We can put this on our lot and sell it with confidence because we are not reselling somebody else's troubles here. That's the most important thing. Getting a good price means nothing if the car is back in the shop a week after you buy it. They also added at $3,800 a 2007 Chevy Equinox LT. Automatic transmission, silver. These are new additions, so they don't even have the pictures up, but they will soon. And because they want you to get the complete picture on any vehicle, that they have on the lot. They offer dozens of photos so you can look inside and out and see. Not only does the exterior look great, but the interior was well maintained. But most importantly, a car with a great body and a nice clean interior is useless if it's on the side of the road with problems. Shop with confidence. See Tip Tames and the team at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Or again, shop online with dozens of photos available on everything available at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, good news. On 85 southbound, all that traffic that was slowed down from a little minor accident there between East Boulevard and Ann Street is all gone. Everything's looking really good. Not seeing any delays around the interstate systems now. The boulevard looks really good. Atlanta Highway is all clear. Enroll now for the mini term at Trenum State Community College. Admissions and financial aid, they have to be processed before September 28th. And classes begin on October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Troy University student was robbed at gunpoint Wednesday night. University officials say this robbery happened around midnight on campus near Wallace Hall. Thankfully, the student was not injured. The local Red Cross has been on standby for the last couple of days, waiting to assist with recovery from Hurricane Florence. They are sending 15 volunteers to North and South Carolina to help out with shelters, as well as several emergency response vehicles and feeding trucks. And the Montgomery County Board of Education approved a budget for fiscal year 2019, but there is still a $9 million deficit. The deadline to submit the budget is Monday. It will now go to the State Board of Education for approval. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever thought of selling real estate? We have a new class starting on Thursday, September 13th, right here in Montgomery at our office in East Chase. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We encourage you to call us for all the details. The class is filling up now. Active live class with an instructor that sells and lists real estate with 41 years in experience. Topics include license law, property law, appraisal, pricing property, and how to represent buyers and sellers. Discussion about buying rental property and managing property are also covered. Great training materials and books, lively discussions, and plenty of handouts will help you study. Classes are starting now. Please call 551-0225 or email bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225, Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
What day is it?
Friday.
Fun Friday. Just to add a little fun.
TGIF.
What's that stand for?
TGIF.
You know what this means, don't you?
I mean, no, I don't really know what you mean.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Nikix is your show.
One more thing.
It's showtime.
8:40. Time for our morning Maroon nominees. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
By the way, I think you're going to find out how stupid it was to do shadow diplomacy, but that's for another show, maybe later today. Our nominees today, now, all morning long, we've been having great fun with the name of the town. in Missouri.
St. Louis.
Yes, hilarious.
Yeah, everybody loves that
name. It's funny.
On old Route 66, you'll find Uranus, Missouri, where they have the big tourist attraction is a fudge factory. But the thing I've saved for last, and they're nominee number one, they have launched their own local newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the name of it is?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I'm not even going to.
When you're there, read the Uranus Examiner.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's wrong.
Okay.
The Uranus Examiner.
Okay. It's the news. It's the truth.
Next thing you'll tell me, they found some dinosaur bones. It's a Uranosaurus Rex or something.
All right. Number two. This is despicable and stupid. A 30-year-old guy named Paul Menchaca from Gilbert, Arizona, likes to have women treat him like a baby.
Oh, that's sick.
They're really twisted. Banning him and stuff. But it got so bad that he actually pretended to have Down syndrome and would hire nurses to come take care of him. The nurses never lasted long at the job and finally got busted when the third nurse he hired thought, something's not right here.
Mm-hmm.
And she tracked down his real parents. They confirmed their son was not mentally handicapped, did not require diapers.
Problematic.
He is now facing 4 felony counts of sex abuse and fraud.
Oh, God.
Boy, he deserves whatever he gets.
And here's something you should never do.
What's that?
Police.
Never mind. Go back to Missouri.
That's something that
police in Doncaster, England, pulled over a guy last week for. He's driving erratically. They were pretty convinced he was driving under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't. He was having trouble keeping himself between the lanes because he was watching porn while driving.
I know. Yeah, those new cars have everything.
Yeah. Was this porn?
He has been arrested and charged with several infractions. We don't know if his car got impounded, too, but... So who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
I'm thinking the guy was faking Down syndrome. That's gotta be it. That's despicable.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Dumb, despicable, horrible, and let's hope he faces significant punishment.
What a maroon. What an ignorant.
We'll find out in the Examiner, huh?
I guess so.
Our top story. Okay, I'm gonna head out, boys.
All right.
Jay is going to be the commander-in-chief from this point forward. It'll be a nice day in the market yesterday. Brant McDonald, if there is breaking news, will be calling in this afternoon. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be back this afternoon or not. That is going to be a game-time decision. I hope to be. I think I should be. But I won't know until they finish.
We hope you're going to be back today. Happy trails. I hope they give you happy stuff to make you feel better. And they're closing up the place where the tooth was, or...
They're putting in a temporary, and then there'll be another procedure when my insurance company can afford it.
Okay, well, I hope everything works out all right.
Down to the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things still looking really, really good. No problems so far on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor and Vaughn are all clear. A little fog in the area, patchy at best, no big deal. Everything else looking really good. Enroll now for the mini-term at Trinham State Community College. Admissions, financial aid must be processed before September 28th. Classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive announces its newest addition to our lineup, Autauga Off-Road. With a full line of truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories, we also offer lift kits, wheels, toolboxes, bed liners, WeatherTech products, bumpers, winches, and more. Come see us Saturday, September 15th for our grand opening. We will have food, drinks, prizes, and register for a free set of tires. Autauga Off-Road, next to AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville. Let us outfit you. Autauga Off-Road, the best for your vehicle.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Friday. Oh yes, once again it is a Friday. 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 You worked hard all week and now it's Friday.
The weekend.
Here comes the weekend. Friday is here.
News Talk 93.1 FM. I got to be a lot quicker next time.
Well, you thought you had more time. We were talking to you and distracting you.
A little bit. So I'm still getting set up.
Never
over
seen
here.
You from this angle. Always looking at you from one side or the other.
All right. Trying to get all set up here. Because we're going to be doing our drawing here in just a bit.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's usually Emily's segment.
We can go ahead and talk to Larry, though.
Hey.
Hey, Larry.
Larry.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Who walked in? Who came in? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, I heard you talking about Uranus.
Oh, man.
You must that turns me into a nine-year-old when I'm Uranus.
I don't know if you've heard that this morning. You know how toilet paper and Captain Kirk are alike?
I'm afraid to ask.
I think I know this. You want to know? Oh, Klingons. Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. They've both circled Uranus looking for Klingons.
I see.
God. A new low.
I know. It's
a program.
Yeah. Bad joke of the week, okay? Yeah. What happened to Greg? Did he like...
He got to go to the tooth doctor.
He heard you were coming on with that joke.
And made his tooth hurt. And he left. He just said, I'm out.
I better get out of here.
Yeah.
No, he's got a follow-up thing with the dentist.
He's actually got some oral surgery, basically.
It's been bugging him all week.
Yeah, you doing okay? Did you turn to Sarah this morning?
I did. I turned to Sarah this morning, and then she kicked me out of bed.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, you guys having a good morning?
We're having a ball. Wish you were here.
Hey, do you got family up there in North South Carolina somewhere up there?
No. I have a daughter up in Asheville. I think they're going to, they're so far to the west.
Okay. Not really going to affect them.
They'll probably get, it looks like, rain out of it. And then, Rich knows better than I do.
Well, when it curves around, it's going to be affecting the greater Grundy metropolitan area, too.
Let me ask you something, sir.
I noticed that.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Now, you, me, and Rich, we go way back. But could you tell everybody about Rich's weather dog, Marcelet?
Oh, yeah, Marcelet.
How did that work?
Well, that's how we forecast back in the old days, before Doppler and all of the old, all the new stuff, all the new technology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rich would bring Marcelet to work.
Yeah.
And he would send him outside. Well, if he came back dry, it was going to be sunny. If he came back wet, it was going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't come back at all, it was windy. So,
you go. Now, almost 40 years and it still holds up.
It never gets old. It's like, how do you like being in a job where you can be 50% wrong all the time? Well, unfortunately, that puppy dog, the ashes from Marcelet are now orbiting Uranus.
Looking for Klingons,
I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah, it's not fun. We're talking about my departed dog.
Yeah, right.
All right, guys.
All right, man. Have a great day and a nice weekend.
I'm heading into work. It's a rare Friday. I'm actually going to work this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
Dear Diary.
Yeah, it's like, I don't do that very often.
If I get over that way, which I probably will, I might swing by and holler at you.
I'll be there doing that.
And then I might stop and come in and say hello.
Have a good
okay, there you go. All right, guys.
Do you get to say welcome to Walmart?
I think he left.
That's my part-time job, right?
See you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Lars Stevens, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, no, I didn't even recognize when I picked up the phone. I was like, is that F as in Frank or S as in Sam?
And I even asked you. Said, no, I would have recognized his voice.
I totally would have recognized his voice. I don't know if it was because of the cold I'm having or
that
something like that.
Larry
I don't know.
Stealth mode is what he that sounded, was.
He's got a friend, Charles McKibben.
I know Charlie.
He's
that guy that walks like this.
They've been knowing each other for a long time. Yeah, for years.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Seafood Bistro here before we take a break, and then we're going to come back and do the drawing, the weekly drawing here. But Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Mm-hmm. They have the best. I mean, as far as the portion control, there is none. You're going to get two meals, basically, for the price of one.
Ooh,
yeah. For the most part here, because just the shrimp that falls off your po' boy is going to be good enough to have again later on.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole meal.
For dinner.
Yeah,
it is amazing what you can get at there. And they don't just have, you know, they've got the platters there, which is, you know, it's not just sandwich stuff or quick, you know.
You ever heard the platters?
Yes. Oh, yes. Going to the Seafood Bistro. Feed me lots of shrimps.
Snapper, tilapia, gator as well on the platters. They've got the red beans and rice, the Cajun gumbo. Paul called me at like 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, what'd he say? Ask you if you were hungry?
He did.
You should have said yes.
Shrimp and grits, and then the NOLA-style barbecue shrimp as well. Mm. You can go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You can see the entire menu. You can place your order there, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. They're on waiter. You can use that to bring your to bring the meal to you. Call them at 279-7500. Like them and follow them on Facebook and on Instagram. We're going to come right back and do our end of the week drawing coming up in just a bit.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. United is striking the competition out this summer.
That's right. United has many financing options for just about anyone.
Strike one.
United has a Hall of Fame staff from the dispatchers, Nate certified technicians to the comfort specialists, and an all-star lineup of installers, all with over 300 years combined experience.
Strike two.
Free estimates, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, 1-year warranty on all repairs, 10-year parts and labor on complete system changeouts, even yearly maintenance plans.
Strike three. The competition is out.
United is number one in the River Region for a reason.
Hit a home run and win when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians. And tire values like a $70 mail-in rebate on a set of Michelin tires now through September 20th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, yes, it is News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Greg, out to the dentist. And so
I'm sad because, not just because of that, because it's usually an Emily segment time.
It usually is Emily's segment.
Well, I'll do my best to hold up her end of the segment here.
I don't know where any of that stuff is, by the way, to click on it and make it do a
now.
Thing. Let's real quick, Mumnut. Hey,
I don't think he should be holding up her end at all.
Okay, I wonder if anybody would say anything.
But anyway, I hope I'm a winner too. That's all I got.
Well, you're in there. You're our final call of the day. Yes. So stick around. You might be a winner.
You're in the drawing now.
You could be a winner, too.
Yeah. How many have called this week?
Well, with Mumnut's call, thanks for calling, Mumnut. Sorry we're pressed for time on this, but Mumnut's call puts us at number 35 callers.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Well, we've had big weeks.
That's kind of... Rich is saying he's had better. So the first drawing is for Tucker Pecan.
Let's get nuts.
I don't know where that's at either. I could look for it real quick, but you know what? We don't have the time for it. So pick a number. Give me a number. What you got? Who's our winner for Tucker Pecan?
Wait a minute. That would be six.
Six.
Number six, all the way back to the beginning of the week.
Number six.
Oh, I remember this phone call. It is Beth from Dublin.
Oh, Beth from Dublin. She was, I think she was talking about the storms coming.
She was.
Yeah.
Beth from, and I'm writing this down, Dublin, because then we, I want to say it was Greg who invited her over to Red's the other.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Hey, do you know what the sound effect is for the rustling around in the chips here?
Sure don't.
Okay, I found it. Make it your own.
Yeah. Come on, Mr. Hotkey.
Walking Hotkey.
Yes.
All right, our next is a, it's The Works. It's a gift certificate for The Works from Don Duncan. Now, this is not the one that you're going to win for the Predictathon.
But it is just as good here.
So what's our number on that one?
Ooh, spooky number 13.
Number 13. Whoops. And he dropped it.
And I dropped it on the floor.
Number 13 is William B.
William B. Up there in Slapout, probably fishing today.
We've been entertaining ourselves all morning.
Yeah. William B. gets the Don Duncan. And our final and grand prize one is the Clark's Club. I think it's a, what, $150 value thing?
That's a pretty good deal, too.
Big, yeah.
Big deal.
2 months, or not 2 months, two times a year, they'll come out and service you, get ready for the next season that's coming up, and make sure that things are all well and good with your air conditioning and your heating as well. What's the number on that one?
16.
You kept them low, sir.
And they were all random, too. Just reach it in there.
I watched.
Alan W.
You're the next big winner.
What is that one?
Alan Waugh.
So anyway, congratulations to all of you, and that will erase the slate, and we'll start over again on Monday.
What are we going to do for the rest of the show now?
I don't know. We got about a minute. Did you see that link I sent you? Well, I don't know if you were still awake or asleep at the time. Those explosions going off in Massachusetts.
Yeah, but I didn't hear any more. What happened? Do you know anything more?
I don't know any more about it.
Stuff blowing up. I did read somewhere. They were working on something,
they thought
that started like a chain reaction or something.
Well, then I started looking at, you know, I've got that video wall and expecting it to be
in
five places, and it wasn't. So.
Just random explosions, gas line explosions in Massachusetts. Wow. Can you imagine that sort of situation where it's like, it might blow, your house might, I don't know, are you gas? I'm gas.
You've heard of houses that had implosions, you know, I mean, the unexplained explosions. That's just weird stuff.
That it is.
Weird, wild stuff.
Well, we hope everything goes well with Greg at the dentist. You will know, well, I mean, it's not that it's going to go bad, but if you don't hear him this afternoon, that doesn't mean it went bad.
He's just not feeling
that just good. Meant that the Novocaine hadn't gone away yet.
Right. There you go. And hey, fellas, thanks for letting me come in and take him to his place.
We thank you.